Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for a zivig for Yaakov Aram and Rochel, Ili Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Vaisha Gittel Basor Rav Eliezer Manoach. Schus for Refuah Shleimo, Yitzchak ben Soro, David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, Mordechai ben Soro, and Shavia Schus for Refuah Shleimo, for all of the Ptsuim, the Cholmokim Shehim, and Schus for a Yeshua Gedoyla v'chol ha-Shvuyim v'cholmokim Shehim, and all those bereaved families should find the Choma and the end in a very positive and beneficial outcome should come Bikoroi for all of us. I thought that maybe we'd take a few moments this evening to try to use the Bitochen that we've been developing over the years in a positive way to try to have a little hashpah on the situation in Eretz Yisrael. As a schus for a refuah for the psuim, and for a yeshua for the shvuyim, and for the entire matzav, and protection for everyone, and chomer for those that have suffered such tragic losses. And basically, there's an underlying factor in all of the history of Klal Yisrael, whatever we've met up with difficulty. And that is, Yifashmish B'mas, we have to do tshuva. When Klal Yisrael does tshuva, when Klal Yisrael straightens itself out, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us, and everything in our history turns around. And this has been the story of our history throughout. And I was wondering if we can't muster some bitochen to trust that the Klal Yisrael will begin to do tshuva. Lamaisa, the rudiments of tshuva are in the air. Stories that we're hearing, people that we know, just like everyone is touched by this. And so many people have decided to keep mitzvahs, to keep Shabbos, to wear tzitzis, to wear tefillin. It's like, and our own people to dedicate ourselves further. And this tshuva is in the air. Just as much, maybe just as much, maybe more, I don't know, as even by the Six-Day War, which is when the real tshuva movement began. And since then, seems to have waned a little bit. And I think that we certainly should be mispalo that this should happen when we say every day in Shmon Esrei or Shiva Shuv, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soiro Secha, return us to the Torah. The Koraveinu Malkinu L'Avoida Secha, draw us close to your Avoida, to serving you. Achzireinu B'Shuva Shleima L'Fanecha, help us, cause us to do what Shuva Shleima. We should think not only of ourselves, not only of our families, not only of our friends, not only of our community, but of all of Klal Yisrael. And especially, specifically also, those that are not Shomrei Torah or mitzvahs at this moment, they should return to Hashem and return to do tshuva. And I want to add to this a bit of optimism, maybe to give us that extra push to be able to find the strength to hope, not to give up hope, and maybe even to feel a certain confidence that so much of Klal Yisrael is going to return in tshuva. There's a posuk, it's posuk hey in the first parak of Shir HaShirim. The posuk says, "Shchira ani v'nova b'neis Yerushalayim, ki olei kedor ki re'ois shalayim." It says, "Shchira ani, I am black, I am dark, I am, covered with dirt. V'nova, And I'm beautiful at the same time, Benoi Yerushalayim, speaking to Benoi Yerushalayim, to the Umos, to the world. Keole Kedor, like the tents of Kedor, those were tents that were in the desert where between the desert rains and the dust that comes up. So there was a, they became filthy. Kiryoy Shlema, and they could become cleansed again, like the curtains of Shlema Melech and the Beis HaMikdosh. So listen to what Rashi has to say about this. Shcheira Nivanova. Atem Rayusai, this is the Moshel. The Moshel is speaking, the Kala, the wife who's been estranged from her husband, that's the Moshel of Shir HaShirim, is speaking to her friends. Al Okel Be'enechem. Don't look at me lightly. Don't take me lightly. Afi Mazavani Ishi. Bipnei Shachru Shabi. Even if my husband has left me because of my dirt or my blackness, my ugliness. My blackness is sunburn. That's only from outside. That's not who I really am. But I'm beautiful. My body, my bodily organs, my total being is really beautiful. So the ugliness, the dirt is only on the outside. That's skin deep. But I am really beautiful. That's what the inner moshel. If I'm black and dirty, that like the tents that were in the midbar that are filthy because of the dust combined with the rain that makes these black prints on them. Like that become black because of the kshomim that happen in the rain in the midbos. Kala ani lehiskabris liyos kiryos shlema. But I'm easy to be laundered. I'm easy to be cleaned. Like the as clean, this dirty yirios is going to come as clean as the yirios shel shlema, as Shlema HaMelech's beautiful curtains in the Beis HaMikdosh. So that's the moshel. What's the nimshel? The dogma is Le'omer's Knesset Yisrael Le'umos. The Klal Yisrael is speaking here. The woman is the estranged woman is like the Klal Yisrael who has been exiled from Eretz Yisrael, is speaking in the Golos and speaking to the nations of the world. Shchira ani b'masai, v'nova ani b'masai avoisai. I may be blackened. I may be dirty in my actions. My actions are not good, but I'm beautiful b'masai avoisai. Am I? The ma'isim of my avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and all the glorious doiris of tzaddikim and gedolim that I come from, that's a beauty. I'm beauty in that. I'm beautiful in that. For af b'masai, even in my actions, yesh mehem noyim. Some of them are beautiful. And yesh bi oven ha'egel, if I have something as serious as the egel, like akin to avi the Zora for that such great people, yesh bi kenegdo ischus kabolos ha'toyra. Keneged that, I have the schus of Kabbalah Satura. What is going on over here? How is the moshel compared, the nimshel compared to the moshel? The moshel says, even though on the outside I'm ugly, I'm dirty, but on the inside, my evorim are beautiful. And the outside dirt, besides, is easy to clean. And Klal Yisrael says, I am on the outside, I'm dirty, but abimasei avoisai, I'm beautiful, and af my own maisim, they're also beautiful, because even if I have the oven ha'egel, I have the kabbalah satira, and that parallels what Rashi said in the moshel. It's easy to cleanse. What's going on over here? So I think the pshat is like this: Klal Yisrael in the golos, Shlema HaMelech prophesied, according to what Rashi learns. The following matzav. On the outside, we're not doing too well. We're not behaving properly. We're affected by all the schmutz that surrounds us. But two things. Number one, the insides are still good. We're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. We're Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. We have the fullness of all of the generations from which we come, and all of their goodness, and all of their greatness, and all of their midas have been passed down to us. So inside, we're great. And not only that, the outside, which looks so dirty, which looks so schmutzig, so ugly, so affected by his whole society, that's only skin deep, and that's kal lehiskabes. It's easy to, that's what the moshel is, it's easy to cleanse. Why? Because even if I have a chet to the extent of the egel, I have kabbalah satira. since the Jewish neshama stood at Har Sinai by Kabbalah Satoira, that Kabbalah, that acceptance, that commitment is within us and remains within us forever, and it's buried inside the heart, the neshama of each and every Jew. And even if on the outside it's sullied and dirtied by all the schmutz that surrounds us, it's easy to remove. Even the cheto egel will be easy, kalli hiskabes, because of the foundation that I have. So on the one hand, I have the internal beauty of all of the deiros that I inherited, and even the external, which seems so ugly and so schmutzig, even that is easy to remove, because I have the Kabbalah Satira inside. Because of the power of the insides, no matter what it is, even the Avodah Zorah, for them it was considered like Avodah Zorah, the Egel, even that is Kala Hiskabes, that can be removed easily. I think this describes, in the words of Shlomo HaMelech, in the prophecy of Shlomo HaMelech, the generation in which we live. I think we're beginning to see now, just the last 2.5 weeks, a tremendous desirous to tshuva. And I think that it's real. People are waking up. Sometimes, you know, good is mesira, and sometimes tragedy can wake up people even more. And the inexplicability of it, the atrocity of it, the inhumanity of it just shakes people to the core of their being, and there got to be something going on over here. And I think we have to be mispalo for this generation that they should do tshuva, and we have to exercise whatever we've developed over the years in working on bitochon to try to have bitochon, to try to at least have hope, not to lose hope, kivui, gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu, and even beyond that, b'cho botachti ale voisho, to be able to have bitochon, because in reality, they're not very far away. Shlomo HaMelech prophesied for the Vayta Golus, in which we are today, 1950 years later, after the Churban of Shlema, the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Golus that we've been in. And Shlomo HaMelech said, do you know what the Jew looks like? The Jew looks like inside. It's the beauty of Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's Noani B'Masei Avoisai on the inside. And even the outside is Kale Hiskabes, because it's only skin deep. And since I have in my heart the Kabbalah Satoira, the neshoma that stood by Har Sinai has such a deep connection and appreciation and craving to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's really relatively easy. To inspire people to do tshuva should be relatively easy. And if it is relatively easy, then we should certainly be able to exercise our bitochon, because we're not even trusting the most unreasonable, the most miraculous, the most unthinkable. No, Shlomo HaMelech tells us that it's easy. If it's easy, we have to work. We have to be mispalel Hashiveinu Avinu L'Serosecho, Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avidosecho, Achzireinu B'tshuva Shlomo L'Fonecho, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Noshuvo, Chadish Yomeinu Kekedem. And with the sense of trust in Hashem that, yes, I'm relying on you, Hashem, it's going to happen. I refuse to give up hope because I know it's not even that difficult. Shlomo HaMelech promised us that it's not going to be that difficult. We should certainly use all the koiches of bitochon that we have developed to be able to focus on the return of Klal Yisrael. And we should be zeichet to see Bikorev Yomeinu Umolo Oretz Deyos Hashem Kimayim Le'Yam Mechasim.